You know, at ECC, people come and go around here a lot. Sometimes it's people who have come to be graduate students. Sometimes it's people who have moved on to get new jobs. And very soon, we have an important member of our congregation who's going to be moving on, and that's Pearl. Pearl, will you come down here this morning? Yes, a collective groan comes up from the congregation. Pearl will be leaving. You'll be here next week, right, for your last Sunday.
Yes.
But this Sunday, we wanted to let you hear a little bit from Pearl about her story, about how she found us, and where God's leading her to next. So, Pearl, why don't you start that way? How did you find ECC, however many years ago it was now? Tell us that story.
It was 3 years ago. So, before I came to Bloomington to study, me and my Taiwanese friend were praying about which church I should attend when I am in Bloomington. My friend, having a prophetic gift, told me that she saw a vision when she prayed. It was three fishes being put together like this. So if you look at your bulletin like this, it's a logo of ECC. So I have attended one service when I was auditioning for the music school back in February 2015. And nothing against ECC, I just have to say that first. ECC is very different from the church I was in back in my hometown, Taiwan. So when I sensed that God wanted me to attend ECC, I was not super excited. Or even I did not quite understand. Regardless of that, since I asked him to lead, I have to obey. I did not go church shopping. I just come straight to ECC. So this is the only church I come when I'm in Bloomington.
And we're glad you did come here and stay here, in spite of the fact that whatever it was you experienced that first time, I don't know, yeah. So what happened after that, Pearl? You got connected. How did that happen?
Yeah, so I joined the Wednesday prayer group not long after I came here. And in the prayer group, I shared songs I wrote in prayer for America and ECC. And they seems to like it. So a lady at prayer group introduced me to Dr. Horn. Then I started subbing for Brian Eads, if you remember him, not long after that, and then took the job after he moved. And to be able to move on, I have to share a little bit about one of my prayer back in 2013. I used to lead worship with a tiny and not so nice keyboard in a prayer ministry in Taiwan. I was getting so tired and just sick of that keyboard because it not only does not have a good sound, it hurts my hand because the touch was not good. But I know God was teaching me to be humble and just to use whatever was at hand and don't complain. So I tried to have patience. But one day I was so frustrated with the keyboard that I wrote in my prayer journal, "Lord, is it too much to ask to lead worship with a grand piano? How long do I have to wait to lead the worship with a grand piano?" I did not hear anything when I prayed that. But one day when I was at that piano, I realized God answered my prayer 3 years ago. I prayed in a much better way than I had expected. Not only do I have a grand piano, and it's really good grand piano to worship now, I discovered that I seem to have some talent in improvising, arranging hymns, and those talents. I did not even know, believe it or not, I really did not know before I got this job. So this job is God's answer to my prayer, and I'm very thankful for that.
So what have you learned since you've been here? Can you share with us just a few things you've learned over the years?
Yeah. It's kind of humbling to share this, but I would really love to share this. I came from a church that emphasizes on the gifts of the Spirit and pursuing the destiny God has prepared for each of us. And I love my church in Taiwan a lot. But here at ECC, I learned totally different lessons in faith, which is building up godly character, having my identity firmly in Christ alone, and to trust in the Lord's leading. So when I got affirmation from the congregation regarding my piano playing, people who know me well know that I actually felt quite uncomfortable in the beginning. I would feel more comfortable knowing how it helped the congregation worshiping the Lord than knowing that I played beautifully, because worshiping is not about my performance. But somewhere along the line, I got used to people's praise. And then because the congregation were used to my playing after a while, I did not get as much as praises as I used to get in the beginning. And you know what? I found myself become insecure and even started worrying about what people were thinking about me. My friend told me, Pearl, that's called pride. There were a time I struggled a lot with thoughts of how do I let people think I am good, and worried about if I did not reach people's expectation, and worried about disappointing people. The Lord put me through that for a reason, to let me really look into my heart and ask myself, do I really want God's glory, or do I want my own glory? Am I trying to please man, or am I trying to please God? Is my identity really in Christ alone, or my identity in performance alone? That was a really tough one for me to get through. But thanks to God's grace, He helped me to understand I should prepare for the worship not for a purpose of gaining people's praise, but to serve His beloved church. My focus should be on how I can best help the congregation to get into worship and have communion with Him during worship. And the rest of it is God's job. When I realized that the stress on my shoulders started to drop, I know that people's praise and recognition are no longer the source of my life, but the living God, Christ, my Lord. In my job, at the piano is no difference from the people who serve in the kitchen or to clean up. My serving is just more visible than others. But in God's eyes, we are equally important in His church.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That is a wonderful story of grace, Pearl. I know there were times that you wondered whether or not you were living up to your own expectations or ours, but we want you to know you surpassed our expectations, for sure, and to God be the glory.
And I would like to share a story about how God changed my way of viewing this country, Okay, so first of all, I have to mention that coming to the States to study was not my choice. I have never wanted to come to the States to pursue my study. My choice was Germany or Austria. But God closed every door there, and I ended up having to go back to Taiwan to finish my master's degree. Well, so when I was close to my graduation, I was seeking God for where to further my study, and this was my prayer. Lord, if you want me to go to Europe again, let me know. Or if you want me to stay in Taiwan to get a doctoral degree, let me know. I am willing to obey. Notice that America wasn't in my prayer either. So after I prayed that, I heard God speaking to me, go to America. And I was like, what? I don't want to go to America. There are people who are so blessed by you because your word promises, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Their country was founded in your name, and that is why they are so blessed and have become so strong in the whole world that everybody learns their language and imitates their way. But they become prideful and thought it was their own credit and rebel against you. I don't want anything to do with America. However, after constant prayer, it seems like it was the Lord, His will for me to come to the States. And I was encouraged by my youth pastor in Taiwan to intercede for America. So I started to pray reluctantly. I still remember the first 3 weeks when I settled in Bloomington. I was like Jonah. I didn't want to talk to God for 3 weeks. See what kind of place you are leading me to. I don't like it here. I've already told you that I do not like this country, and I don't understand why you brought me here. I didn't just get an answer from him, but after 3 weeks, I thought, well, time to grow up and be obedient. So I joined the Wednesday prayer group and started to find prayer partner there. And after praying with them and praying for the States for a while, I noticed that God started to change my heart towards America. When the hurricane in Texas took place, instead of finding myself thinking, yeah, surely they deserve judgment, I was so sad and I wanted to pray for them because I have met people here and become friends with them. America was no longer a country as my enemy, but a country that is on my heart and a country I care about. You're a country that is blessed by God, and I am blessed to be a part of it in this past 3 years. If the Lord wills, I will have more years in other states in the days to come. And it is my honor and privilege to get to know this country better, so I will know how I can pray. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, will you join me as we pray for Pearl as she leaves this place and goes to another place of service? Will you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you that you bring people into our lives that we don't expect. And as a matter of fact, you brought Pearl into our lives in a way that she did not expect. We thank you for leading her to this place. We thank you for the years of service that she has invested here with us. We thank you for the way in which she has grown because she's been among us, and we thank you for the way in which you have grown us because we've had a relationship with her. We pray that you will bless her where she goes, that you will make her prosper, that you will give her the same kind of satisfaction there that you gave her here, and that she will find a church home that matches her well, in which she learns more about the grace of God, so that together we can glorify you with all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen.